Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
This is the shipping forecast here on Share Talk, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 1130, Thursday, the 1st of April, 2021. Starting off with Avacta, and here you can see there's been a decent rebound for the shares off the floor of a rising November trend channel. That's running near the £2 level, and just hit that. We've also just managed to bounce off the floor of the early March gap there at around the £2 level, and the rebound has been quite swift. The view at this stage is that at least an end-of-day close above the 20-day moving average at £2.45 could be enough to take the shares up towards the top of that channel from November, as high as £3.10 over the next 2 to 4 weeks, so maybe going into the end of April. A stock which is coming back in terms of the punters' interest at the moment is Barron Oil. The interesting point here really is that it looks as though we've had a bear trap gap reversal, so with a gap down that we had the other week, and then that was also below the previous support area, 0.06. But we bounced back well today, and an end-of-day close back above the floor of the gap at least would be enough to give us perhaps a move higher towards recent resistance for the shares, the last February peak there at 0.11 pence over the next couple of weeks. If you're more cautious, maybe you'd wait for an end-of-day close back above the top of the gap there at 0.08 pence. But it looks as though the bear trap rebound here and the rebound off this broadening triangle from back in August is enough to give us some decent push in terms of the recovery there at Barron Oil. Onto a stock which is frequently rather difficult to make a call on, a bit of a beaster, French Connection, not surprisingly really given the fundamental factors involved here. Here we've got another stock which has bounced off the gap, in this case the gap there at 17 pence at the beginning of February. And the technical signal now, or the setup, is that while there's no end-of-day close back below 17 pence, we're looking towards that resistance line there from April last year, currently promising us a target as high as 36 or 37 pence as soon as the end of May, but only while we hold above that gap floor there at 17 pence. A stock which has been equally difficult in the recent past, and I would understand if people just managed to avoid it totally, is Hurricane Energy. Here we've had an extended base for the shares. That's been in place, I suppose, since the autumn, the early part of the autumn, in fact. The support line there at the floor of the rising trend channel from September running through 3 pence, and surprise, surprise, that's been the support area for some weeks now. The view now is that at least while we're above the initial March support at 2.8 pence, we're potentially in recovery mode, although you might want to see an end-of-day close back above the February resistance line there. That's around 3.4 pence before feeling that it might be safe to come out for a potential rebound through to 4.5 pence, which was last month's, or sorry, rather February's resistance. 4.5 pence possible by the end of April if we have a swift end-of-day close above today's intraday high at 3.4 pence. Moving along to a stock which has been a equally long time getting its act together, but Kibo Energy looks as though we are finally on our way, and it's worth celebrating that with the extra inclusions here in the Bulletin Board Heroes. Top of the rising trend channel there from October, promising us a target as high as 0.55, and the way things are going, one would expect that to be hit as soon as the end of this month. Stop loss as tight as an end-of-day close back below the last month's intraday resistance at 0.4 pence, so not too bad in terms of the setup and the risk management there for Kibo. In fact, I would probably be looking for rather more than that. The upside there, probably 0.7, 0.8 really, but 0.55 by the end of the month may be a longer target for fans of the shares, up towards 0.8 at the top of that August rising trend channel. Moving along to a stock which is arguably got one of the best setups, at least in terms of the rules that we use here on the Bulletin Board Heroes. Here we had a bear trap, and we gapped higher from that mid-month, so bear trap gap reversal below the or from below the January support. The view now is that An end-of-day close above the initial February resistance there at 1.7 pence should easily be enough now to take the shares up to 2.5 pence with that unfilled gap to the upside that we've had. So looking encouraging there at Kazira Global at the moment. Star of the day by quite some margin is Oilex. And interesting here that we had the shares obviously take out the first target we had at the top of the rising trend channel from June at 0.23, let's call it. The optimistic target was there at that March resistance line projection at 0.38, which has been cleared. It was actually exceeded. We went up to 0.45, so that just gives a nod to the people who wonder where I get my trend lines from. And then finally, the best case scenario target on the upside at the moment on a technical basis is a line of resistance from February last year, currently promising us a target as high as 0.5 pence, which we might get next week, maybe sometime, if we can hold the upper 0.3s for any length of time. No real support, I suppose, on the daily chart before the 0.35 area. So something like that would be the 0.35 to 0.4 pence would be the ideal sort of resting zone after the spike higher we've seen, and then a move up to 0.5 pence later this month for Oilex, a stock which has been rather difficult to say the least, both technically and maybe fundamentally, has been Ridgecrest, but a bit of buying interest coming in now. Looks like we've got a bear trap from below the 1.5 pence, which was the support for the shares at the end of February. So an end of day close above 1.5 could be enough to get the shares back towards 2.1 pence, which was the resistance for the shares on the way down. Stop loss obviously back below 1.4, the recent support for the shares, which hopefully will hold. A stock which I haven't covered for quite a while here, and looking at the situation here, Tissue Regenics. Here we've broken a resistance line there from February. That was running at around the 0.64 level. And while we're above that, on an end of day close basis, we could hit the top of the rising trend channel from back in May last year, as high as a penny. And that could be seen by the end of May, and hopefully sooner. I mean, ideally, that would be by the end of April. All the while, the ideal scenario is that we hold above that early March support there at 0.61. The longer we hold above that, the more the chance of a move to a penny for Tissue Regenics. Moving on to a stock which, again, I haven't covered for quite a long time, and good to see it back, I suppose. Here you can see that there's been a decent spike for TrackMate, and the view is that not only will we on this occasion see a retest of July resistance at 24 pence, we could also see a push much higher than that, perhaps as high as the top of a rising trend channel that I've drawn from the beginning of 2019, as high as 45 pence by the end of May. But that would, the upside there really depends on the shares really clearing 20 pence very quickly, ideally today or early next week, and then keeping on going. The reason or the theory behind a move towards 45 is because it's taken so long for the shares to consolidate down from the 40 pence area, and this could be a logjam break type of situation in terms of the resistance, especially with that very tight price action that we've had so far this year. So let's see if TrackMate plays ball. Back below the 50-day line at 15 pence would cause us to rethink the upside scenario. Next up is Wildcat, where I think I've had several people sort of ask me why the shares have performed so well. I think there are two factors here. One is that it's got a cool name, the company, and second is the way that we've had gaps to the upside. The last one, it remains unfilled, and when you see that on a stock or a market, it tends to mean that there's plenty of momentum behind a situation. Looks as though the shares have bounced off the floor of this rising trend channel from January. The floor of the channel there at, say, call it 2.4 pence. And while we're above that, looking towards the top of the channel, as high as 5 pence by the end of next month, i.e. by the end of May. So it looks as though there's still some gas in the tank for Wildcat. Finishing off with Way Education, which has had a big day today, a very sharp move to the upside. Key here is that we hold above that old January resistance, the initial resistance of 2021 at 42 pence. The longer we stay above that, the greater the chance of a follow-on move towards as high as 70 pence, which is a resistance line projection from back in November 2019. That's it today for the April Fool's edition of the Bulletin Board Heroes.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.